T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Runners lead. The pitch swung on, hit high in the air, deep down the left field line. It is going to be gone. He's done it. A long, high drive down the left field line, just fair for a three-run home run. Alex Rodriguez has made Major League Baseball history, the youngest player ever to hit 500 home runs. An A-bomb from A-Rod. His 500th home run, his 36th home run of the year, a three-run home run in the first inning on Saturday, August 4th, 2007, against Kansas City, and the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
Wow.
Oh, I miss good Yankee baseball.
Wow. How about the roar of that crowd?
Yeah.
After that A-Rod home run, his 500th of his major league career.
How many of those 48,000 don't think today should happen? You all cheered and roared. You think today should happen?
Yeah. I think most of them do.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. Most of them do. It is a little after 5 o'clock on this festive A-Rod day.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. Something A-Rod tried a lot of women in his
career. Whip out the jumbo package.
Sure. I'm going to give you the 5 best A-Rod girlfriends in his Yankee and post-Yankee tenure.
This is going to be a fascinating list because I prepared for A-Rod Day by writing down all of the celebrity women that A-Rod has either been linked to, confirmed or unconfirmed.
Just celebrities.
Celebrities. Okay. And that list is far more than 5. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how you narrow this down.
Yeah, I had a big cookie clear out on my phone. So if my wife sees it.
This sounds like personal preference.
Exactly.
we're going to get a sense of Sean's type real quick.
Well, here we go.
Here we go.
Number 5.
Tori Wilson.
Oh,
the WWE diva. Here's why. First of all, she's hot. All right. Second of all, she had to deal with controversy. She was A-Rod moving to third base. She was the one that he felt most comfortable bringing around his wife and kids. They were photographed publicly together a lot, and the photographs looked a little awkward.
Tori Wilson was the one he was with for a pretty good amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, according to my research, they were linked together for 4 years between 2011 and 2014. And by the way, that's the period of time where he was dealing with the man from Milwaukee, with the suspension. So she went through a lot, and they were together for a while, and I heard they broke up. Why? I know the reason,
according to my research. No, tell me why.
Quote, he had commitment issues.
Whip
out the jumbo package.
Just coming out of was that one right after his marriage?
He got divorced in 2008.
So
we're talking years later. There were many girlfriends before Tori Wilson.
It wasn't commitment issues. It sounded like it was mental health issues because of the steroid stuff.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the tabloids told me.
I mean, that's just like, I got too much stuff going on. You want me to marry you?
It was a sub-level of commitment because, again, she was the first one that really was seen around his kids and ex-wife. So there had to be something. Bottom line is this. Poor one out for Tori.
That just meant he didn't want to marry her.
Yeah. That's it. By the way, he was married to winning for the Yankees. And I think, again, selflessness. Theme of the day. Here we go.
Number 4.
It's Madonna.
Madonna number 4.
Now, here's the deal. This one's dicey, fellas, because they both refused to confirm the fling.
Correct.
All right. So there was a lot of rumors, innuendo, and stuff. I'm including her on this list because I don't care if Madonna is 74 years old. You put Madonna on your, you know, you go to Applebee's with her once and bring it back home. It's Madonna. She makes the list.
Whip out the jumbo package.
I have confirmed. My research has confirmed that they were together, and here's the proof.
So what is the evidence? That's what I need.
I'm going to present to you the evidence. Jennifer Lopez, who I'm sure is on this list, dressed up as Madonna. That was another balloon popping.
Perfect timing for the segment.
Was that right in front of you because you squealed like a bear?
No, it was right behind you.
I haven't been in here for that to happen. I've been on the other side. That is much louder than was in the other side.
Dude, you squealed.
I'm a baby, okay?
Oh, my God. All right, anyhow, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So J-Lo dressed up as Madonna a few years ago.
Yes.
And somebody asked her, is that awkward because of Alex? The fact that J-Lo's dressing up
did she not know?
No, no, this is what confirmed it. J-Lo's response was, that was a long time ago.
Hit and bust.
So that was J-Lo confirming, yeah, they were together, but it was a long time ago. That was 2008 where they reportedly linked.
That's a loose confirmation.
That's a confirmation, Deke.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about it. And how awkward is that? Imagine dressing up as an ex.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't make sense in our world because we're not dating celebrities.
I think maybe J-Lo is just quick on her feet. And she did. Because why would you dress up as your then boyfriend's ex?
Because I don't think she thought of it that way.
Yo, Tiki Halloween. You're Craig, I'm Joe. Let's do that. All right.
Number three.
It's Cameron Diaz. Yeah. Look, as Evan alluded to yesterday, Solid. She fed him popcorn at the Super Bowl.
Solid.
That's a loyal girl.
You want to go inside of me? Go ahead.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, they were together for 2 years. 2010, 2011. And they had a very open relationship because we saw it publicly.
Yeah,
so it wasn't one of those speculated things. Like, we saw their flirting, as you called it yesterday.
And that's a good catch. That's a great catch.
Yeah, we don't know if they had an open relationship.
Well, I meant it was open to the public, an open relationship. You know what I meant.
I'm just, you know, the swingers at Disney now. Yeah, a public relationship.
A public relationship.
Yes. All right.
Number two.
It's Cade Hudson, who frankly also may deserve a batter today.
Well, hold on. I have to fight this. Cade Hudson should be number one. Like, it's not a debate. And here's why. I understand.
Can you let me finish the list and then we can debate it?
Fair enough. I'll stop talking.
Go smash into that hole right there.
You'll understand because I think I make the claim here.
Okay.
Cade Hudson was the girlfriend through the entire May through the World Series at the beginning of November 2009. So when A-Rod slayed the demons that were his playoff struggles, he was going home every night to Cade Hudson. So whatever she had going on, I wish existed in 05 or 06, she might have helped win the Yankees a World Series.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going to tell me, yeah, that's why she should be number one. But she's not, because this is number one.
Number one.
J-Lo.
Why?
Build that ass first.
Because J-Lo humanized Alex Rodriguez. Okay?
What?
I really thought this would be the one. Heck, they came close to buying the Mets. When A-Rod showed up at the VMAs like a regular boyfriend, husband, and had to sit there holding her purse with his phone out, filming her rocking on stage and looking like a cornball, it hit me. A-Rod, I don't care how many home runs he hit. I don't care how many millions he made. When it comes to your wife telling you what to do, you just sit back and do it, even if you look like a moron.
So you're saying J-Lo's won because he was trying to wife her.
Build that ass first.
And it didn't work out? Mm. And first of all, she's also J-Lo. She's, if we're going to judge on beauty, the most beautiful of all of them.
You think that Travis Kelce is reaching out to Alex for advice?
He should. Because by the way, he's two football seasons away from holding a purse and a phone at the Grammys.
That's just true.
Maybe
just a season.
Yeah, A-Rod related to me that night.
Look, there's a lot of ways you can play this game. I know that there's a lot of people in their car right now saying, hey, I'm just picking who I find most attractive. I'm fine. You can do it however
Which,
you
again,
want.
Would be J-Lo.
Build that ass first.
By the way, I'm not even
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I agree with you about that. My point is, A-Rod's postseason success was directly linked.
The tush push.
His postseason success was directly linked with Kate Hudson.
However, he didn't have J-Lo until his Yankee career was over.
Exactly.
If he was dating J-Lo, the Yankees might have 36 World Series right. by now.
And then he almost bought the Mets.
Well, why J-Lo. Is that a positive, by the way? Like, why is first of all, I knew A-Rod and J-Lo buying the Mets would be a disaster because I knew they wouldn't last.
Okay, but it's not a disaster.
I deal with a divorce.
Hold on. It's not a disaster because it set the stage for Steve Cohen to buy the Mets.
I'm not giving them credit for Steve why Cohen not? Buying the Mets.
The Wilpons were not selling. Mike Francesa told me, Wilpons said to me personally, that my grandkids are going to own the Mets. Until they did it.
Yeah, no, but that has nothing to do with it. Like, Steve would have bought the Mets anyway. He didn't need the competition of J-Lo and A-Rod.
It created a little bit of a bidding war, and I think it really made Steve say, if I'm going to spend this much money on it, I'm going all out.
Look, here's
and that's how you get it, Verlander.
The negative towards the J-Lo A-Rod relationship is that it was all after he was done playing baseball. It was all celebrity A-Rod.
But he became a human, Evan. He wasn't just some kind of puppet. Well, he was
a human. Okay, dating J-Lo. But that doesn't make you human. It makes you a megastar like every other megastar she's hooked up with. I'm coming for that ass.
He was second fiddle on a red carpet having to film her perform on stage. Like we would with our wives playing skee-ball.
Yes.
You're agreeing with him on this?
J-Lo is, she's one.
Yeah, but you're putting her one because you have this obsession with asses.
What are you talking
that's
about?
That's why. I mean, by the way, you know, I know it's frowned upon. Yeah, she's got the best ass.
Build that ass first.
What was this, the Cinco de Asso? Like, what was it?
John Cinco de 5-0 presented by Sean Morash. So
definitely J-Lo, though.
There is, and I didn't know this till I did my research, because I wanted to prepare myself for A-Rod Day.
How many did you get?
Oh, I got a lot. I got a lot of people. I mean, you want me to go through them real quick?
I mean, just this number.
2, 4, 6, 8, like 14.
14?
A few of them are lesser-known celebrities, but
so let's hear them.
Catherine Padgett, who he just recently dated, was a fitness influencer. Mm-hmm. So that's somebody that's famous. I mean, that counts as someone that's famous.
Yeah, it's nouveau famous.
The current girlfriend that he has, Jacqueline Cordero, is the founder of JackFit. So that's sort of famous. Mm-hmm. This Melissa Britos, who he dated right after his divorce, was like a model. Now, maybe it was an Instagram model, but nevertheless, it was a model.
No, I mean, the divorce was
2008.
Ago. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they dated right after the divorce.
Was Instagram a thing then?
All right, so she was just a regular model.
She must have been just a regular model.
Whatever. Elaine Spotswood, another model. Like, very, you know, attractive model. But then you got Bethany Frankel.
Bethany Frankel? I didn't even... What?
Now, I have to admit...
I don't remember that.
Who the hell is Bethany Frankel? I have no
Real
idea
Housewives
who she is.
Of New York.
That's what she is? Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she's blonde.
No,
Bethany
she's
is not blonde.
She's a brunette.
Really?
Yeah.
Mixed it up. Nice.
Yeah.
What about Melanie Collins? Another blonde.
Blonde.
Who's Melanie Collins?
Excuse me?
CBS sideline report.
Did he date her? Because my research did not show me.
I've seen photos of them on a yacht. I think that's what rich people do on dates. We go mini golfing. They go on a yacht.
Is that true? So he was with Melanie Collins?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Even if they were just friends.
They were just
friends. Whip out the jumbo pack.
They were just friends.
Sure.
Also on my list is Ann Wojcicki, the tech CEO. I think she was like a billionaire. So A-Rod decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hook up with some billionaires for a while.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, look it up. Ann Wojcicki. But here's the big one. Because when I was a kid, I mean, this woman is, she's a legend. Now, she's a little bit older, but she's a legend.
A-Rod dated Bette Midler?
Not quite.
Oh.
A-Rod apparently dated Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, yeah.
Yeah, her name is Demi Moore. They go by the same name. Yes. You don't have to correct me. That's her name.
Demi Moore. The audience knows her as Demi Moore.
Her name is Demi Moore.
No, so it's Demi Moore. But
are we really going to have a Demean versus Demi fight right now?
Just correcting.
Whatever. It's just don't correct. Her name is Demean or Demi Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that A-Rod hooked up with Demi Moore, Tiki?
I did not know that.
And now...
But I'm looking at Ann Wojcicki now.
Oh, what do you think of Ann Wojcicki?
She is the ex-wife of Sergey Brin.
Is that supposed to mean something?
Yeah, he founded Google.
Ah, so he was hooking up with the ex-wife of the billionaire who founded Google.
Yes.
I got you. The Demi Moore thing, though, fascinated me because they apparently were spotted out together in 2012. So this is going on during his Yankee career. I don't even remember this. And no one's ever confirmed that they were a couple, but that they were hanging out.
Hmm.
That's got to be in the single.
What year was that with Demi Moore?
2012.
Okay, so that was post-striptease.
Here's the problem. No, it was when Demi was like in her 40s, like late 40s.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Demean.
It's Demean Moore.
No, you're correct.
Yeah, it's Demean Moore. Sorry. Demean Moore.
I always think of, what's that movie I saw? Full Disclosure?
No, Indecent Proposal. Indecent.
Oh, with Michael Douglas, right?
Okay, so we're all over the place here. Which one are you talking about? Give me the plot. Because she's in both movies we just described.
Where she sexually harassed
Michael Douglas?
An underling. Michael Douglas, yeah.
I think it's called Disclosure.
Yeah, well, that's what I just
said. Indecent Proposal is the one where she's married to the guy, the bartender on Cheers. Woody Harrelson. And it's Robert Redford, and he gives up his wife.
But I was telling the story of that movie, and you corrected me with a different movie.
Yeah, because sounded like you were talking. Like, the one that people think about is Indecent Proposal. If someone said, will you let me sleep with your wife, I'll give you $1 million?
Yeah.
That's the movie.
Oh, I'm not saying no.
That's what people think about when they think of Demi Moore.
Yeah, well, I don't. I'll tell you that right now. I think of that Michael Douglas movie.
You think of Disclosure.
I think of Disclosure.
Which is a legal movie.
What do you mean a legal movie?
It's a procedural, right?
Well, I mean, she basically pressured him into things.
Yes. And then it becomes like a legal battle.
Yeah, it became a legal battle. Yeah. Whip out the jumbo package. Yeah, but Demi Moore, I think at the time... See, here's what's confusing about these dates. Apparently, he was already in the middle of the Tori Wilson relationship when A-Rod was spotted with Demi Moore. Demi Moore. Now I'm mixing it up. So was that a part of the commitment issues Tori Wilson's talking about?
Or
that, you see what I'm saying?
Maybe he was going to do a movie?
Or maybe
that's why they were seen together?
Or maybe nothing. I don't know. All I know is that is a major link. When you think about all those celebrities he was with, Demi Moore, and she was older than him, but who cares? So was Madonna. Like, that doesn't freaking matter. And here's the other thing. Think about the celebrities he was probably with that we don't even know about today because it never came out. Like, I think, you know, we talked the other day about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
She wouldn't go out with a baseball player. I'd say there's a 50% shot they hooked up. 50% shot. I'm not going to say it's 90%. I'm not going to say it's overwhelming, but I would say there's a decent shot that at some point in A-Rod and Kim had hooked up. Now, you would question, well, why didn't it come out? Kim would want the attention. Who knows? Maybe it was just, you know, let's keep this one quiet.
Imagine how good the girls looked that he weren't celebrities.
Ann Wojcicki.
You're very obsessed with this one.
She founded 23andMe.
Is that true?
Yes.
Isn't that like a dating app?
No.
What kind of sick maniac are you?
Isn't 23andMe a dating app? Am I wrong?
No. There's 23 chromosomes.
So what?
It's a DNA thing.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe it is a dating site.
No, it's not.
So what is it? To find out like your heritage or something?
It's a genomics and biotech company.
Wow.
Yeah, so you find out where you're from.
I'll tell you, A-Rod went very diverse in terms of like jobs. In terms of even the way a lot of the girls look?
Yes.
Like A-Rod
he doesn't have a type, that's for sure.
No. Now, would you say that Derek Jeter had a more impressive run before he settled down and got married than
Alex? The problem with Jeets is we have no idea.
A lot of it was secret, but a lot of it wasn't. We know about Jessica Alba, right?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Like three of four of them. That's it. We don't know the names of all the other ones.
There's a lot of rumors about the other ones.
You can
make like a baseball lineup card with girls that Derek Jeter was hooking up with long before he eventually settled down and got married.
So you're asking who had the better run?
I'm just asking. Yeah, I don't want to start a fight between A-Rod fans and Jeter fans.
Was there Jessica Biel, Adriana Lima, Minka Kelly?
Yeah. It's an impressive list.
All I know is this. When either hit the bedroom, Alex was more likely to slide over to one side of the bed than Jeter was.
Oh, come on. What the hell is this? You going back to this third base thing?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Jeter had a very, very impressive run.
But he didn't have J-Lo.
But he didn't have here's the difference, and this is why, forget about every guy or gal listening saying, oh, I'm picking who I'm most attracted to. That's fine. That's a stupid game you could play by yourself. I'm talking about the did not mean it that way. I did not mean it that
way. Whip out the jumbo package.
What I am saying is that Alex Rodriguez's career with the New York Yankees was defined by a lot of postseason struggles. Mm-hmm. And it was defined by controversy. And it was defined by fan frustration. His relationship with Kate Hudson was directly around his greatest success. Like, the thing we'd all agree today, whether you love A-Rod or you don't love A-Rod, is this day doesn't happen without 2009.
Mm-hmm.
This day is because of 2009. The Yankees won a World Series. It's their last championship. It's the one title they've won in 23 years, right?
So Kate Hudson deserves some credit.
She deserves an immense amount of credit.
Was she at the parade?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Believe it or not, she was. So for any other woman we're talking about, it's just us being pigs and saying, oh, she's hot. Oh, that's cool.
In the context of what we're celebrating Alex Rodriguez for today, then Kate Hudson should be number
one. It's not even close.
But that's not why Sean made the list.
What was your list? What were you just ranking it based on what? Like, what was it based on?
It was a combination of who I find most attractive, number one.
Okay.
And number two, what I thought they did for A-Rod.
No, it's
it's Kate Hudson.
No. Again, what J-Lo did for A-Rod post-playing career, humanizing him, I think I value is more
important. He's looking at A-Rod the man. You're looking at A-Rod the Yankee.
What is this number hanging up for? Is it because of his manness or is it because of his baseballness?
I didn't hang the Cinco de Fivo up.
I think it might be, it's definitely a combination, but I can remember when people stopped, like, hating Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, when they won the World Series in 2009.
No. I'm talking about post-career.
Oh, after the steroids? Okay.
Post-career. When it felt like, man, oh, Alex is smart as hell. Right? He really loves baseball. Alex is saying all the right things. It happened after his career.
Okay.
It didn't happen while he was playing.
Okay.
And so I think you have to acknowledge that Jennifer Lopez humanized him in a lot of ways that we didn't think about.
Here's the question you got to ask yourself. We are sitting here today surrounded by Yankee balloons. We are sitting here today with a retired 13 hanging behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're sitting here today honoring Alex Rodriguez. If Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod never hook up, they never have that little relationship that they had. They were actually engaged
before
they called it off. And we all know what's happened now. J-Lo's with Ben Affleck.
Build that ass first.
They're married.
If they never hooked up,
mm-hmm.
are we having A-Rod Day today?
Well,
the answer is yes. The answer is yes. You could just say it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so then she ain't number one. Period. Stop. We are not having this day without Kate Hudson.
Mm.
I win!
A-Rod.
I finally win
something!
But we don't
know. A-Rod, I'm just talking about his girlfriend.
Yes.
I'm not talking about his playing days. A-Rod got matched by an equal in J-Lo. She was probably and arguably bigger than him.
Definitely bigger than him.
I think she is bigger, but so was Madonna. I think Madonna was bigger than Alex Rodriguez.
But they weren't like a public couple.
It was an off-the-record relationship.
Wasn't peak Madonna either.
I mean, Alex and J-Lo's kids were like hanging out with each other.
Right.
And they were going on family vacations together.
All right.
It was like Alex and J-Lo.
I disagree with all of you guys, but let's get back to your calls. 877-337-6666. Ray is in South Florida. What's up, Ray?
What's happening, guys?
Yo.
Hey, so well done, Sean, today. Long time coming. Really appreciate what you did there.
Cool. Thank you, Ray. It's good people.
Yeah. No, it was great. Now, again, a couple of tough questions could have been asked, and you should have done the whole girl thing with Jeter.
I agree. I think those guys let us down by not bringing the question up.
No.
I would not have
talked about it, and it would be unbecoming of us.
You know what the problem is?
Pride into his private
life. In all seriousness, out of respect to him, here's why it's very tough. He has a relationship right now. It's like if someone asked me about my ex-girlfriends, and they're certainly not famous, mm-hmm. out of respect to my wife, I wouldn't want to talk about it. You know what I mean? So I get that.
So two things, guys, and then I have a proposal for you, Evan, so don't hang up on me.
Uh-huh.
One is, A-Rod, when I thought of A-Rod, when I first heard about him being traded, my immediate thought was to third base, thinking that he's got a bigger body type than Jeter, kind of like Cal Ripken moving over to third base. I thought that made more sense than him. You know, was he a better shortstop product? I just think he had a body type that was easier to move over, and it made sense, right?
So and a big arm.
And a big arm, absolutely a bigger arm than Jeter for sure. The other thing, and then I want to make a proposal to you, Evan, is why a tough question that could have been asked, and probably not the forum today, but I've always wanted to call and ask you, especially Evan, about this, is the list of 103 baseball players that supposedly are on steroids. I never hear anybody talk about it. Why was David Ortiz left off that, you know, he got a free pass into the Hall of Fame because I believe he was on that list. And I always wonder, and maybe, Evan, you can comment that on after, but here's my proposal to you, Evan.
Yeah.
I still think it was tainted to a point. I don't care what Sean says, the victory, and you got to get rid of the beard. So I'm proposing to you that
Ray's talking about the pickleball game, by the way. The pickleball game was tainted. That's why, and Sean won, which is why we're having A-Rod Day.
Yes.
Right. So I told you there should have been a rematch, and I'm offering my services to you, Evan, because I think if you give me 1 hour, I'll pay my dime, I'll fly up to New York from South Florida, give me 1 hour, and I believe you beat Sean easily. Here's my thing, though.
Yeah.
I want to make a big show decision. If you win.
Oh, you get to make the big show decision if I win?
If you beat him, you get to shave, I get to make a big show.
I think that is a great idea. I think it is very noble of you to be willing to come up and train me. Here's the problem. I can get a rematch with Sean. I can't have it for the beard. Like, I lost that opportunity.
Well, Ed, forget that for a second.
Go ahead.
Let's just say this. There was another game after we stopped filming because me and Evan were loose. I beat Evan a second time.
You beat me by 1 point, though. It was 11-10. It's not like you schooled me.
But isn't that fair that the audience knows I beat you a second
time?
You beat
me a second non-recorded match.
Yes.
There was a second
match. It went down similarly, but not exactly the same, and Sean still won.
But that's irrelevant. Like, here's the point. I'm being noble about this. I lost my opportunity that way to get rid of my beard. Now, is there going to be another opportunity down the road for me to get rid of my beard? I'm sure there will be. I'm sure there'll be an offer you guys make and say, hey, if you do this, 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 you can get rid of the beard. And we can talk then. But the one thing I couldn't even accept is the idea of, well, if I play him again and I beat him, then the beard's gone. I lost my shot. Like, I don't get a second shot at that particular activity.
I agree.
So I have already said to Ray, thank you for the lessons. I would take the lessons. I'd play Sean for something else. I got no problem with that. But I cannot in good conscience play him in pickleball for my beard again. I already lost my opportunity.
That's right.
Now, with that said,
no retakes.
This beard is growing every single day, and it's getting disturbing, and it's scaring me when I look in the mirror.
It's still fantastic.
Thanks. It's scaring my children, so I hope to God.
Oh, don't play that card. It's scaring your kids.
You're damn right I'm going to play that card. I hope to God that at some point soon, maybe in the next few weeks, maybe in the next month, I don't know, that you guys will be able to come up with something that's fair to the audience and fair to you guys, where I can get rid of the beard, but do something that pleases everybody to make that happen. Oh. And that is on you guys to think about. I don't want to hear anything now. I'm not asking for this now.
No,
it's
we're not.
Day.
We're not.
But in the future, maybe there's a way I can get rid of this squirrel living on my face.
Johan Santana throw a no-hitter?
That's non-negotiable. He did throw a no-hitter.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's go to Tim in Smithtown. How are you, Tim?
What up, Tim?
Hey, Evan and Tiki, long-time listener, big fans.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it. What's up?
Evan, you're sitting here on A-Rod Day, glorious day, top 10 Yankee, and you're sitting here on live TV looking like Ben Stiller from Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah. Is that a compliment? Or
I don't know. What's the same with that?
Is that hair gel? Or
where are you looking? Like with the flip of my hair, you see a little bit of hair gel?
Bro, like, the beard is beautiful. The hair is disgusting.
I know.
He slicked it yesterday.
Well, here's the problem. So I'm growing my hair, too. That doesn't get as much attention. It's the beard.
And the hair is the crux. The hair started it.
Yeah, what started this thing was I won't cut my hair until Pete Alonso extends. And then when I saw him at a Ranger game, I boldly said, oh, that means he's going to extend soon, because that's what happened to McNeil a year earlier. And that's when Sean got me to agree, you won't cut your beard too. So it was a hair thing, and now it's a beard thing.
Yeah.
But the hair hasn't grown nearly as much. But here's the problem with the hair. So yesterday I did gel. A couple of days before that I did gel. SNY is now zooming in on my disgusting hair. Today I went all natural. Today I said, you know what? No gel.
Don't do that again.
It was a bad idea.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
You look like you're living under a bridge.
I
don't have any answers for this. This is such a mess.
Bald it.
But I'm telling you right now,
I don't know the day. Oh. I don't know when, but we will come up with something that will fairly get me out of this.
Lugie had a good idea.
What?
So wear a headband. Your hair's receding anyway, and it'll put the hair. Well, it is. And it'll be able to compact it. You won't look as
bad. You know what he'll look like with that bushy beard and a headband? Dude, you'll be badass, man.
All right, Monday.
You did it for the pickleball game. It looked good.
Should I wear that same headband?
The Met one? Yeah.
Yeah. It's in my office right now. Sean, can you grab it for me?
It probably stinks. I'm not touching it.
Sean, it's in my office right now. Can you do me one favor on this A-Rod day? Can you go grab me the headband?
Dude, if I get a microbiological disease from that thing.
You're not getting anything. Thank you very much. We'll come back with more of your calls, 877-337-6666. Plus, we reveal our all-time favorite A-Rod moment.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Alex Rodriguez hits his third home run off Gausman. He's now 6-for-12. That's 500. It's an A-bomb from A-Rod. A long blast into the left field seats. And the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
So apparently, that was Alex Rodriguez's final home run in the major leagues, his 696th career home run. We are celebrating his career today. It's A-Rod Day. Sean Morash presents A-Rod Day. We've already retired his number. We've heard from the guest of honor, Alex Rodriguez. We heard from CC Sabathia. And now we get to hear from one of the voices of the New York Yankees. You will be hearing her voice a hell of a lot more in the next 8 weeks as baseball season arrives. And that's the great Susan Waldman. Susan, happy A-Rod Day to you. Thank you.
Happy A-Rod Day. And he was on and everything. I got to tell you a story. I'm listening to John do that call. Do you know that when he first did his A-bomb for A-Rod call, there were complaints that it was insulting and the Yankees wanted him to stop?
Really?
Yes, and then he tried to do something else. And do you know why it went back?
Why?
Because A-Rod's mother called the Yankees, and she loved the call.
Wow. That's crazy. So there was blowback to that,
Then
A-Rod's mom said no.
No, John. I love John's call.
Yeah.
So John says, well, if it's good enough for A-Rod's mother, it's good enough for everybody else. And, yeah, no, I was thinking about that when I heard that.
Wow.
And I bet people don't know that.
I had no idea. That's amazing.
We didn't know, so that's amazing.
That's new to me, that's for sure. There's so many things to ask you about getting to watch his whole career with the Yankees after he came over. First, what was your reaction to it? Because obviously Boone gets hurt. We all thought A-Rod was going to Boston. And then the Yankees make the decision, the shocking decision I thought at the time, let's go get Alex Rodriguez and move him to third base. What was your thoughts when all that went down?
Well, don't forget, I've known Alex since he was 18. I met him when he was with the Seattle Mariners, when he was just a rookie, because there was a thing called the Baseball Network back then, and I did, so they had broadcasters. It was a TV thing, and there were broadcasters from each city, and I used to do games with Dave Niehaus, who was the voice of the Seattle Mariners on TV. He used to tell me we were very big in Yakima, and he's the one who gave Alex the name A-Rod.
Oh, Dave, really?
It was given to him by Dave Niehaus, the great voice of the Seattle Mariners.
Huh.
So I've known him forever. I thought it was unbelievable because I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, how are we going to get A-Rod? Now, here's the thing that I thought was amazing. Alex, because, you know, Alex was as good a shortstop as there was, but he understood that he was coming to somebody else's team.
Mm-hmm.
And in spring training, I get there the first day, and where's Alex? He's out with Greg Nettles, taking ground ball after ground ball after ground ball. He really worked at it. He really wanted to become a great third baseman, which he did because he's such an amazing athlete. But there was never any, oh, I'm a better shortstop, I'm this, I'm that. No, he was going to play third base, and there he was, and Nettles spent a lot of time with him day after day after day, and I think he became an awfully good third baseman.
Yeah, what is your relationship with Alex now? Do you see him? You talk to him?
I talk to him a lot, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just in, you know, I've known that family for a long time, and it's, you know, sometimes you just get some relationships with people that stay. And,
yeah,
you know, we text a lot. I wouldn't say we're best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, if I texted him now, he'd text me back.
Yeah.
And he was on today. Was he great? He's probably really thrilled that you're doing this.
Oh, no,
he was. Very happy,
that,
to say the least.
You know, he said something interesting, Susan. He said, you know, I hope this is the first step. Now, we had him on about 2 months ago, I believe,
And out of nowhere, Evan asked him a question about should your number be retired. He's like, yeah. And it turned into a discussion. And it's kind of what precipitated this A-Rod day. Do you think the Yankees will ever do that?
No. You know, he sued them. I mean, I love Alex, but, you know, I'm not sure. What's going to be interesting, they are honoring the 2000 and what was the last?
2009.
Yeah, it's 15 years, or 25 years, whatever right. It is. And that's who's going to be honored at Old Timers Day. And I'm interested if everybody's coming back.
That's interesting. Has
because, by the way,
yeah.
This team doesn't get out of Minnesota without Alex Rodriguez.
Right. So when you say you're interested if everybody's coming back, you mean specifically A-Rod.
A-Rod, Robbie Cano.
That's true. Can't forget him. Yeah.
And Joe Girardi obviously will be there. So I guess since he's going to be broadcasting for Yes, I guess you know he'll be back there too. But we'll see. It's there were a lot of a lot of stuff went on. He did sue some things that a lot of people won't forgive him for.
No, and I understand that. I think that what I've learned through this, the last few days and this build-up to A-Rod Day, what I've really appreciated is that the younger Yankee fan really loves this guy.
Yes, they do.
Because he was their title. Like, they may not remember the 90s. They certainly don't remember the 70s. So for them, he's their guy because he's the one, as you even said, they don't get out of Minnesota. They don't win the World Series without Alex Rodriguez.
See, here's the other thing about Alex. If Rob Manfred can make him the face of baseball after everything he did and all the things and all the lawsuits and everything, and it was Manfred who really brought him back in, if you remember. Mm-hmm. And now he's on the World Series and everything. You know, sometimes you should just let, you know, he thinks he paid for it, and he probably did. He'll never get into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, that's a shame. He was the best hitter of an entire generation. And that won't be celebrated the way it was. And by the way, I'm not making excuses. He did it himself, and he knows it.
Oh,
he absolutely did.
Oh, he knows he's flawed. When we talked to him, he talked about that. And he's look, it's New York. Sometimes things are great. A lot of times they're not. It's just how you respond and how you recover from it. And you just said something interesting about Rob Manfred and getting him back. And his image really took a positive turn, I'd say about 6 or 7 years ago. And he started doing the Fox games, and baseball seems to have like reintegrated him. Why can't the Yankees do that?
That's a really good question. You'll have to ask the Yankees. I think it's great whenever I see him, whenever he's around the stadium when he was doing the ESPN games and comes around. He really is. People really love him.
Yeah.
They really applaud when he walks around and everybody stands and tries to get his autograph and everything. And, you know, we're all flawed, and he was more than most. It was not good. But, you know, you just hope that people come back from that. You're right about the younger generation because they, you know, no qualms at all.
No.
It's Alex Rodriguez. And a lot of people that are baseball fans now only know him from his byplay with Big Poppy on the set of the
Right. No, it's true.
You know, he knows that. So he's become something else. And he's really worked at it. And, you know, but he was, if all that, I don't know how you put it in perspective. But so many things. I do remember saying, I can't even remember what the year was when he missed all of spring training and we're playing Baltimore and he comes up and he takes one swing and hits it into the stands. And I remember saying on the air, well, so much for needing spring training.
Yeah, that was crazy. It was his first at-bat and he hits a home run.
Yep. Yep, he did.
Do you have, we're talking to the great Susan Waldman, do you have like a favorite A-Rod moment on the field from his time here?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't remember those kinds of things. I know, I you know, from on the field, probably not. I just am more into people. Give me a choice. Give me a couple of things.
Well, forget, you know what? Forget that. What's your favorite off the field thing? Because that's probably where we don't know him that well.
Yeah.
You clearly know him, so now I'm more intrigued by that. Like, what about A-Rod in interacting with him maybe jumps out you the most from his time with the Yankees?
Well, One thing about Alex, and he'll talk about that also, about being insecure about his place here as a Yankee. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anybody try harder to be a good teammate. And if you watch Alex on the bench, he's constantly talking. He's constantly talking about positioning to somebody and what's going to happen next. He's got an amazing baseball mind if you just sit and talk to him. He wanted to be liked, and he wanted to fit in. And to me, sometimes he did it a little wrong. You know, he said things. I'll tell you a great story. He would give these press conferences, or someone, because every time he walked in, there were microphones around him.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to give the wrong answer. So it always looks like he was thinking, and sometimes it came across like he was a little standoffish. He wasn't. He was trying to say, and I'll tell you my favorite thing about that. When the girls were little, and they were living there, somebody asked why he didn't do this or he didn't do that, and he made up a whole thing about, well, he was trying to get here, but this happened and this happened. He didn't want to say what happened, and he finished, and I walked over to him after, and I said, next time, tell them the truth. You had to take Natasha to school. It's just the truth. Just tell them.
Right.
But he didn't want to say anything wrong, so sometimes he did.
Yeah. No, you could feel that. And look, when we talked to CeCe, he said exactly the same thing. Like, he was a great teammate
because
he was so good at above the game. And he'd come up to him in between pitches and say, this guy's he's going to swing on the first pitch. How about you try something down and away? Whatever.
Yep.
Whatever the circumstances may be. But I think, honestly, that's what saved him back into the game. Like, you have to appreciate guys whose brain is almost bigger than their athletic ability, right? And it feels mm-hmm. like with Alex, that's what he is.
Yeah, that is. You don't know, you know, when you're that famous, when you're that young, and I'm not even talking about with the Mariners. I mean, at that high school in Florida, everybody knew about Alex Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew when he was 17, 18, and probably 16. But the thing that, and CeCe's so right about that, he just tried really too hard. And we can get into it, and I know people are saying, don't make excuses for him. He cheated the game. He did this. We all know that. And by the way, he knows it more than anybody.
Right. But he's not alone, Susan. There's a lot of people who are doing the same stuff.
I understand that. And they made an example of him, one reason, because he was the biggest star that they could find.
That's right.
And that is one of them. But was he happy you did this?
Oh, yeah. Of course he was.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I think he's made it clear he wants his number retired. And I think he hears people appreciating him because you even said it. Like, I think he's unsure of where he is in Yankee history. Well, there's a lot of Yankee fans, and I admit most of them are younger, that love him, that adore him, that
well,
want
here,
his number retired.
Just think, guys. Just this man was arguably the best shortstop in the league when he got traded here.
Yeah.
Really? And it never entered his mind that he would take Derek Jeter's job away from him.
Yeah. Yeah, he just won a gold glove. He just won the MVP.
He was really good.
He was
really good.
He was tremendous.
And he worked hard, and he wanted, that's what I'll take most of Alex. He wanted very much to be a Yankee, and he wanted to be a good Yankee. And, you know, whatever flaws he has, he knows them more than anybody. But I think on retrospect, besides all the stuff that he caused, all I know is that the Yankees have a World Series, and he was a really big
No doubt.
Of it.
Now, we got spring training games like a week and a half. When's our first WFAN Yankee broadcasters? When do we hear you for the first time?
You're going to be waiting a while.
Oh, really?
Right. I think it's the first one is March 15th.
All right.
But then it's like every day for the rest of your life.
That's not too bad, Susan. It's only a month.
And, yeah, we're doing 8 spring training games, getting on the plane, going to Houston. How about opening day in Houston? And then going to Arizona and then coming home. So it should be a lot warmer.
Should be a lot of fun. Baseball's almost here. Good hearing your voice. We appreciate you coming on today, Susan.
Well, happy Alex Day to everybody that celebrates.
Appreciate you.
Got it.
And thank you, Sean, for doing this. Did you have to convince everybody to do this, Sean?
No, I want a show decision, Susan. So what I said went today, and I was selfless like A-Rod. It was A-Rod's day.
Yeah, we made a bet. I lost the bet, and his winnings was getting to make a significant show decision, and that was his show decision.
What was the bet?
I have this grotesque beard I'm growing, and I'm doing it out of loyalty to Pete Alonso.
It actually looks great, Susan.
I said I would not shave my beard until Pete Alonso extends with the New York Mets. As you know, that's not going well for me.
No, it's not.
And now he's represented by Scott Boras, which means I'm in trouble.
It's going worse.
So you're in trouble for the whole year.
Yeah. So I made a bet about a month ago with Sean. Hey, if I could beat you in pickleball, I get to shave my beard. And if I lose, Sean gets the show decision. As you know, I lost Sean's show decision. My beard continues to grow, and here we are.
Okay, are we going to like a Rip Van Winkle beard effect by the end of the year that's going to have little bows in it and everything?
Unless he finds some other way to get rid of that thing, Susan, it's going to be long.
Yeah. Hey, Susan, you have a lot of good relationships. Can you call Scott Boras and tell him to get this freaking thing done for me, please?
Yeah, I never do that with Scott Boras. That's the last person you do that with.
All right. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate
it. Okay, guys.
Take care, Susan.
The great Susan Wallman, one of the voices of the New York Yankees. How about that freaking A-Rod A-bomb story?
I know.
That basically they told him not to do. Did you know that, Sean?
I mean, it kind of makes sense when you think about it, right?
What, that it's offensive?
Well, just the atomic bomb is not.
I was told that
they
story.
Won us the war, but it's not like this thing that's celebrated.
I was told this story in the bathroom about 2 hours ago, right before A-Rod came on.
Well, you found out about it 2 hours ago?
Not from Susan, from somebody who used to produce at 880 when they did the Yankee games. Hmm. And the story went, apparently during that season, it was the 60th anniversary of the bombing. So people were complaining that should not be out there. So the pivot point, and now that I heard this, remember, was John Sterling went to Alexander the Great Conquers Again. Mm-hmm. That became the home run call.
Oh, do you have that one?
That's part of the reason it was not yet brought up on the air, because we knew it would scramble to go get it.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be impossible.
It'd be impossible. But yeah, so that was it. And then I didn't know the A-Rod mother complaint. They fielded complaints to switch it back, and then he did that. But for a short time, it was Alexander the Great Conquers Again.
I kind of remember him saying, along with the A-bomb by A-Rod, Alexander Emmanuel Rodriguez, like his full name. But, yeah, I don't remember as vividly the Alexander the Great. So he did it briefly in 04.
Yeah.
Not 04. I believe it was 05. I think he went a whole year in 04. It was 05. You'd have to do the math. Whenever the anniversary was, it was that season.
Of you're talking about dropping the bomb on Japan?
Yes.
World War II?
Yes.
It's 60 years.
Whatever the 60-year anniversary was that year.
Interesting.
I'm not a history buff. I couldn't tell you the year off.
No, I understand. We weren't asking yet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.